Francis eagerly began to go about the streets and piazzas of Assisi as a curious explorer, diligently looking for whom his soul loved. He asked those standing about and inquired of those who came near him,
"Have you seen her whom my soul loves?"
"We do not know what you are saying. Speak to us in our own language and we will answer you."
At that time, there was no sense among children of Adam of being willing to converse with or to speak with anyone about poverty. They hated it with a vengeance, as they do so even to this day, and could not speak peacefully to anyone asking about poverty.
"I will go to the best and the wise, and I will speak with them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. Because those others are poor and stupid, ignorant of the way of the Lord."
"What kind of doctrine is this you are bringing to our ears? May the poverty you seek always be with you, your children, and your seed after you. As for us, let it be our good fortune to enjoy delights and to abound in riches, for the duration of our lives is tedious and demanding, and there is no remedy at one's final hour."
"We haven't learned anything better than to rejoice, eat, and drink while we live."
"Blessed are you, the Lord God, who have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, because such was your pleasure. Lord, Father, and ruler of my life, do not abandon me to their counsels, nor let me fall in that condemnation. Through your grace, let me instead find what I seek, for I am your servant and the son of your handmaid."
After he left the city, Blessed Francis quickly came to a certain hill on which, as he looked from afar, he saw two old people wasted away with great sorrow.
"Whom shall I respect except the one who is poor and contrite in spirit, and the one who trembles at my words?
We brought nothing into the world, and without a doubt, we can take nothing out of it. But having food and whatever covers us, we are content with these."
"Tell me, I beg you, where does Lady Poverty dwell? Where does she eat? Where does she rest at noon? For I languish with love of her."
"Good brother, we have sat here for a time and for times and a half. We have frequently seen her pass by, for there are many searching for her. Sometimes many accompanied her, but she returned alone and naked, not adorned with any jewels, nor graced with any companions, nor wearing any clothes."
"She used to weep bitterly and say, 'The children of my mother have fought against me.' And we said to her, 'Be patient, for the upright love you.'"
"Brother, she has now gone up to a great and high mountain where God has placed her. She is dwelling in the sacred mountains because God loved her above all the tabernacles of Jacob. Giants have not been able to touch the footprints of her steps, and eagles cannot fly even to her shoulder."
"Poverty is the only thing that everyone condemns, so that it cannot be discovered in the land of those living comfortably. She is hidden from their eyes and concealed from the birds of the sky. God understands her path, and he knows her place."
"If you wish to reach her, take off your clothes of rejoicing and set aside every burden and sin clinging to you, for unless you are naked, you will not be able to climb to her who lives in so high a place. Yet because she is kind, She will easily be seen by those who love her and be found by those who search for her. To think about her is perfect understanding, and whoever keeps vigil for her will quickly be secure.
Take faithful companions so that during the mountain's ascent, you will have their advice and be strengthened by their help. For woe to the one who is alone. If he falls, he will have no one to lift him up. For if anyone falls, he should have someone to help him.
After receiving the advice of such people, Blessed Francis came and chose some faithful companions for himself, with whom he hurried to the mountain.
Come, let us climb the mountain of the Lord and the dwelling of the Lady Poverty, that she might teach us her ways and we might walk in her paths.
Who can climb this mountain and who can reach its summit?
The road is difficult, brothers, and the gate that leads to it is narrow. There are few who find it. Be strengthened in the Lord and in the power of his virtue, for everything difficult will be easy for you. Cast off the burdens of your own will, get rid of the weight of your sins, and gird yourselves as powerful men. Forgetting whatever is in the past, stretch yourselves as much as you can for what lies ahead. I will tell you that wherever you place your foot will be yours. For the Spirit is before your face, Christ the Lord, who draws you to the heights of the mountain in bonds of love.
After Francis had said these things, the brothers all began to follow the Holy Francis.